الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى. وقال الله تعالى: ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, dear brothers, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate praises, for the blessings He's bestowed upon us, those blessings that we are aware of, and those blessings we are unaware of, those blessings that we can see, and those blessings that we are unable to see. In totality, we are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ought to praise Him. And of all these blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, so that we can present ourselves in the state of iman on this day of Jumu'ah. Respected brothers, this year 2025 has started and almost 1 month is down. And often when a year passes, it's a point of reflection, a time frame has passed. Yes, it is a Gregorian calendar. Nonetheless, psychologically, another time frame has passed. 1 year has passed. And I may give my age away and say I can still vividly remember I finished school in 1995. It's 30 years have passed. 2025, 1995. And many of our brothers and elders here would remember maybe when they completed school and this kind of milestones. But the reality is that time, as we would say, is flying. The time is moving very fast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also captures this in the Holy Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, that, you know, will those who have been given this time, أَوَلَمْ يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ, and this reminder and this admonition, and who will take this admonition? And who has been given this time and has taken this admonition? This is addressed to those people who would present themselves on the day of Qiyamah and don't have much to show for our time. Another group of people who again are not those who are accountable for their time in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them. That qala kam labithtum, that how long did you stay in this world? How long did you stay in this world? Qalu labithna yawman aw ba'da yawm. They will retort that it was just a day or part of a day. And they will be so convinced. They'll say, فَاسْعَلِ الْعَادِينَ, ask those people who take count of time. Ask those who have been measuring time. It was just about a day or just part of a day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, قَالَ إِلَّا لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, that yes, in reality, the time of this world compared to the time of the akhirah is very little. So the point we're making is, brothers, that time is hurtling around. Time is moving very fast, and many of us will use this expression that there's no barakah in time. 2025 just started and almost a month is down. But at this important juncture, we also have to realize we're at a time where we are very near to a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the month of Ramadan. We are hurtling towards the month of Ramadan. The winds of Ramadan are perceived. Many are those who have been perceiving the month of Ramadan for a very long time. But the idea for us today is just to reflect on this, that we are at a juncture where we can maximize this time, where we can maximize our productivity with regards to our life on this earth, and how it can hold us in good stead in the akhirah. So as I mentioned, we are on the 24th of Rajab, almost at the end of Rajab, and barely 1 month, and then we will be in the month of Ramadan. And what should be the mindset of a believer at this time? One of our great scholars of the past, and many of us have heard it, Abu Bakr al-Balkhi, rahimahullah, is mentioned very famously, that he mentions that in month of Ramadan, we should be planting the seeds. Then the month of Sha'ban, we should be irrigating these seeds, so that we can see the benefits and the fruits of Ramadan, to truly appreciate and truly enjoy, and truly get the benefits of Ramadan. This mindset has to be put in place from early on. In fact, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us a beautiful hadith. You know, this hadith we often read after salah, And we read in the month of Rajab, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Again, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us an important aspect, that how we need to change our mindset, how to get into gear, how to recalibrate. Unfortunately, we are consumed with the world, and often the distractions of the world, we are all fall prey to neglecting, the concept of the shortness of this life, the ever-living life of the Akhirah. And this month of Sha'ban, this month of Rajab, the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan is here to help us recalibrate, as we would say. In fact, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that many are heedless with regards to a month that lies between Rajab and Ramadan. Between Rajab and Ramadan, there is a month referring to Sha'ban, wherein the good deeds of the people are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taken up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many are heedless about it. And I wish that my deeds go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state that I'm fasting. In fact, it also comes to us by another great scholar, Fudail bin Amil, that the Sahaba radiallahu an, 6 months before month of Ramadan, they would make dua, oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. Because they knew the value of Ramadan. They knew that Ramadan was the centerpiece of our life as Muslims and the centerpiece of the year. When there is a reason for transformation for all those who are looking to transform their lives. And 6 months after the month of Ramadan, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the ibadah, the fasting. So this is the mindset of a mu'min in this time of the year. Like any big event, you know, the athletes can relate to this. Those brothers, mashallah, who do a lot of running and they prepare for marathons, and those who are doing various aspects of sporting, when they're preparing for an event, they don't rock up on the day of the event and expect to perform. They very well know that a lot of preparation goes into getting themselves into a shape and to give them the best opportunity to be successful in an event. This whole concept of muscle memory. This is the concept that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to us about, the spiritual memory. We need to start now to benefit from the month of Ramadan. So when we get to the month of Ramadan, our spiritual memory has been built up. So we hit the month running, as they would say. You know, it's not like any other event. For the athlete, maybe his marathon, maybe those who run the comrades, it's a big event. For the cyclist, maybe they're doing the cycle tour in Cape Town, that's a big event. But there's no event like the month of Ramadan in the life of a believer. For many of us know, in the month of Ramadan, the floodgates of Allah's mercy has been opened. The doors of Jahannam have been closed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more people from Jahannam that were destined to Jahannam in the month of Ramadan. It's a chance for us to reconfigure our lives, to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a fard is equivalent to 70 fara'id. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upped the game, He's chained the shayateen, He's made it possible for us to reach that level of connection that each one of us seek. So this mindset needs to start now in Rajab. Now that we've understood that this is a special month, Rajab, and then Sha'ban will be another special month to gain this momentum for Ramadan, it's important now we reflect on how do we achieve this. And many a times people would start going down to the drawing board, which is very good. Would we start planning? The month of Ramadan in our country and this time of the year will fall in the month of March. What are the holidays involved in March? When would the last 10 days fall in? They will adjust their academic calendars. People who are in the working world will try and, take leave at certain times. And this is exceptionally important because this is a month that is, as I mentioned, is a standout month for a mu'min. So with all this planning, there are many things that we can do to plan. But at the center of the planning of this month is, what is this month known as? And what is this month known for? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Holy Quran, that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That the month of Ramadan, this great month of Ramadan, this month of emancipation, is only mentioned once in the Holy Quran. And it's only mentioned once, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces this month, and He says, "Unzila fihi al-Quran," that this is the month, not about fasting, not about anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces this great month, "Unzila fihi al-Quran," wherein the Quran was revealed. So the month of Ramadan is a month of Quran. So if we're planning ourselves and we want to start some preparation, it's a good start, is to look at our connection with the Holy Quran and how we can better our connection with the Quran from now, how we can put away time, how we can structure our relationship with the Quran such that when Ramadan hits, we take the full benefit from Quran. One is recitation of Quran, great ajr, great reward. One is listening to Quran. Again, each of these ibadat have a different effect on the heart. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ That when we listen to the Quran, it has a different effect on the heart. When we recite the Quran, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا That when we recite the Quran, it has a different effect on the heart. And then when we make tatabbur and we contemplate on Quran, it has a different effect on heart. How we can encapsulate all these connections with Quran and we can start now. So when the first day of Ramadan dawns upon us, then we are already, as we say, hot and burning and ready to move. Inshallah, this connection with Quran is a time that we need to invest in now. The second aspect, and there's many aspects to our preparation for month of Ramadan. And another aspect, like you and I want to know what other preparations we can make for Ramadan. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in also narrate, and it's narrated from Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, that he was asked by the Tabi'een, that how you as Sahaba, how you used to prepare for this great month of Ramadan that is coming. And like you and I would expect, you know, we want to know how much of certain parts of the Quran, what ibadah. And you must remember Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, who was Ibn Mas'ud? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an was the qari of this ummah. He was a reciter of the Quran such that he used to bring the Rasul of Allah to tears. They say if you want to listen to the Quran fresh like it was revealed, then you should listen to the recitation of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an was asked, what was the preparation of the Sahaba for the month of Ramadan? And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an says, no one of us, none of us the Sahaba, would dare to let the month of Ramadan appear, or would not dare to receive the month of Ramadan in a state that we had a single atom's worth of hatred to any of our Muslim brothers. Beautiful advice of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an. Yes, we have this connection of Quran as our aim and our goal. But look at this beautiful advice. We are on the doorstep of a month of forgiveness. We are in a doorstep where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive us. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to change the course of our lives. But this important advice of Abdullah Mas'ud should ring a bell to us. That how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fare with us if we have in our heart a grudge to someone else? We are ones who are cutting off our relationship with others. We are unable to take a call or entertain someone. And more importantly, people who are close to us. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is bringing a very important aspect to our minds in this preparation of Ramadan. We've got the month of Rajab. We've got the month of Sha'ban. Let's work on this aspect in our lives. Is there anything in our lives that are holding us back from mending with people, and particularly our close relatives? Then we should start preparing in this vein. We should start preparing how we can reconnect and how we can have a Ramadan where we don't have this baggage to carry with us in the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. Now as we end, there's also another very important aspect that often detracts us from this planning and this goal-orientated approach to month of Ramadan. We should set our goals really high for the month of Ramadan, and we should set our goals such that we know after Ramadan, this is the extent to which I will be able to continue with some of the good habits, some of the ibadat that I have implemented in the month of Ramadan. This is how far our goals should reach. This is how far our vision should reach. And alhamdulillah, there are many walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those close friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their lives revolve around this. The month of Ramadan just means they just up their game. Like Imam Malik rahimahullah, he used to spend his time in the dars of hadith. But when the month of Ramadan used to come, he used to close the hadith, the kitabs of hadith, and he used to dedicate himself to Quran. Like this, there are many of our kabirin and ulama and the salaf al-salih of the past, that they had a very goal-orientated and they had a plan and a strategy to maximize and be productive in the month of Ramadan. But there is one aspect that often we fail, we fall prey to. And this is part of our misconception. And this is the misconception of success. We have a misconception of success because we look at the world through the lenses of the world. And success in this world is measured through a outcome-based approach. So if a student is writing an exam, he would study for the entire year, and that is very important. We need to put an effort in. But if the student were to fail the exam, then his success was dependent on that exam he wrote, and the fact that he failed the exam means he's a failure. All the effort he put in to pass his exam will not be counted and not be entertained. He will be considered a failure. Same if you look at a businessman. He would put all his efforts in a business venture. He would put all his acumen, all his investments, hoping to make a profit. And if that venture goes south and sour and he loses his money and all his profit, then he would be considered as, or that business prospect would be considered a failure. However, when we look at success through the lens of a mu'min, when we look at the success through the lens of a believer, then we learn that success is not dependent on outcome. And we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our success depends on effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the effort of each one of us. And based on the effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be the judge of success. Success of you and I, success on the day of judgment will be based, and we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on a certificate of success, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge our success on the base, or based on the effort. So no one is a failure as a mu'min. No one can ever be a failure as a mu'min if he has put in an effort. And each person's capacity and each person's ability to put in an effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. All we need to do is to put in an effort. And nobody can consider themselves as a failure if they started and they put in an effort. This is a very important principle, because many a time, many of us will look at the month of Ramadan and see the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hear these glorified stories. And yes, we should try and strive, and Allah make us from that top and that cream of Allah's creation who dedicate themselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieve feats that are mind-boggling. A Quran a day. Some people are reading two Qurans. Some people are reading a Quran every second day. This should be our achieve and our goal. But yet, for people like us who are weak, and when we realize that we are unable to achieve this, and if we look at that from the lens of this world, as if that is success, then we will throw in the towel very quickly. And even the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban would mean nothing to us. But if we look at success through the lens of a believer, then we would know even that little effort from now, and that effort that if it's done with sincerity and ikhlas to pleasure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's done in a correct way, this effort can propel us to become the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide who is his close friend and who is not. And many a times in the world, a person may look as a person that is very far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite wisdom, knows that that person is very close to him. So importantly, brothers, it's important to emphasize this, that we should change this mindset. And we should make it an active effort, an active understanding. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it very clearly in the Quran, that وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, that whoever wishes, he أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا, he wants the akhirah. Each one of us, this is our desire, this is our attitude in this dunya, to earn success in the akhirah. And we strive for it. We make effort. Allah is not saying successful in this dunya. Allah is not saying that you'll know that you've done so much and you've got the success. Allah is saying this effort in this dunya for the akhirah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, he is a believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا, then his effort will be recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His effort will be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah. So this is our, what is meant to be from our side. We are meant to make an effort. We are meant to put every ability of ours in making an effort, and do not become despondent when we look and we cannot achieve, and we look at the successes of others and we are unable to succeed, and we then throw in the towel, because this is unfortunately, this will be failure. Unfortunately, failure is when there is no effort, when there will be no effort, And there will be no effort when we lose this drive to do good. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, just to recap, that the month of Ramadan is on our doorstep. The winds of the month of Ramadan are perceptible to each one of us. We know it's the end of month of Rajab, the 24th of Rajab. And we spoke about the great scholar of Islam, that he mentions that we should be starting to plant our seeds now. And every farmer knows that when he plants a seed, the seed will now need to be nurtured and irrigated. And it's irrigated in the month of Sha'ban. That means our planning and our preparation and the spiritual memory we spoke about, like the marathon runners have the muscle memory. We start to feed these habits and these good habits that we will want to, continue in the month of Ramadan and increase in the month of Ramadan. We should be starting that now. So the first is setting in our minds the plans for month of Ramadan, setting into action these good habits of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and maximizing in the month of Ramadan. And then we spoke about the reality of time and how fast time is going. And before we know it, another year may go past. We may pass the month of Ramadan. We may be talking about the last 10 days of the Ramadan soon. So the reality of time we need to maximize. And how we can maximize time, we spoke about maximizing our time and being more productive in the month of Ramadan. We also spoke about Quran. Quran Majid, the month of Ramadan is known as the month of Quran, and we explained that our connection with the Quran is probably our biggest goal in the month of Ramadan, but it needs to start now. We need to plant the seeds of connecting with the Quran now in the month of Rajab. In the month of Sha'ban, we will increase our recitation of Quran. So when the month of Ramadan comes, we are already in this habit of reciting Quran, and we can up our game in the month of Ramadan. Then we spoke about the important advice Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who is known as the Qari of this ummah. And what did he say? That we would never find, as Sahaba, we would never find ourselves in the month of Ramadan with this, even an atom's weight of grudge and hatred to our fellow Muslim brothers. So this is another aspect we can work on before the month of Ramadan reaches us, to fully appreciate and to fully get the benefit of the month of Ramadan. And finally, we mentioned that one of the big detractors for us to achieving our goals in the month of Ramadan is this skewed concept we have of success. That success in Islam is not an outcome-based, like a student who writes an exam and fails, and all his effort is gone to waste. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recognize us for the efforts we put in. How and what efforts we put in, this would be recognized in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to factor our success in the akhirah. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with this ability to prepare appropriately, to prepare adequately for this great of month of Ramadan that is approaching us in just about over a month. And Allah make us from those who are successful in this month, and we achieve the forgiveness that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.